Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. While the General Assembly examines the so-called right-to-work issue in a summer study committee, Governor Mitch Daniels says he has not decided whether he will push for legislation in the next session. In the most recent session, House Democrats staged a 5-week walkout due in part to an introduction of such language. Daniels says last session was not the right time for the issue.
I wasn't in favor of its consideration in this last session, as you all know, because we hadn't had this kind of an open process and an airing of all the issues.
Today, Indiana's chief economic development officer says the state is losing deals to attract new businesses because it lacks a so-called right-to-work law. Indianapolis's extreme heat contingency plan has ended despite hot temperatures forecast for the rest of the week. The city launched its plan last week when the average heat index was well over 100 degrees. But since temperatures are down slightly, cooling centers will not be open extended hours. People can still visit during daytime hours. The Indianapolis Colts are not wasting any time getting prepared for training after the NFL lockout ended yesterday. Today, trailers were busy loading equipment headed to Anderson in front of training camp, which is scheduled to start on Monday. Colts center Jeff Saturday says he's looking forward to getting back on the field.
This is a fair deal that we're excited to present to our players. We're excited about the opportunity to get back on the field and doing, instead of being in these meeting rooms, being football meeting rooms.
Saturday was a key figure in helping to negotiate a deal. Indiana highway officials hope to start building a key section of I-69 to Bloomington by the end of the year, and this despite environmentalists and others still opposing the $3 billion project. Right now, 90 degrees for WFYI News.